Hot Underpants.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and I'm here with Eric Rice.
Coming from a land down under.
Who's not in Australia.
Well, Florida.
As you can tell by the R2D2s behind me, for those that are watching the video version of the podcast.
Florida.
Ed's hanging Chad.
Florida. Yeah. His hanging Chad is not in the video.
My Chad.
But Florida, evidently known for its native robots, R2D2, come from Florida. Underpants. Starman Mike is here.
It's the podcast that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
And the giggly girl is Annika Skywalker.
Yeah.
She's not.
The necromancer.
Insert pithy witticism here.
Is that your new name? The necromancer?
I'm the necromancer. I just came up with that.
Yeah. This podcast, for those of you watching the video, is not being brought to you in 48 frames per second.
Wow.
Well, thank God for that.
It's probably about 12. And of course, we're talking about.
I didn't have a seizure.
You're right.
Yeah, I didn't have a seizure at the theater.
Yeah, your name next game can be Julius Caesar.
Hey, you like my hat, by the way?
It's Julius.
Yes.
That's
Eric,
actually very cute.
Eric is wearing a
picture, but it's like a Boba Fett baseball cap.
I like it.
Oh, that's cute.
I wanted to get real shitty and, like, you know, get, like, you know.
Like, well,
blast on it or
do
something.
You want me to hit you in the back with a broom handle and have you go flying into the sand?
No, I'll mow the lawn one winter afternoon and it'll be all done.
Done.
Eric like... Rice? Eric Rice? Where?
I thought you were blind.
So I'm caravanning around in Disney World in Florida. And it's funny because, you know, I've been taking lots of pictures of Star Wars Disney stuff, which unfortunately it's stuff that's been around for years, you know.
Yeah.
But somebody sees like one of the pigs from the Muppet Show encased in carbonite, or Beaker as 3PO, or Bunsen F. Honeydew inside an R2 thing, and people are like, oh God, it begins. But because Disney's been a part of Star Wars for a really long time, things like Star Tours and stuff,
yeah,
there's already been 2 tons of merchandise. So, like, yeah. Donald Duck as Darth Maul with all the Sith makeup and shit that says, come to the duck side of the Force.
Whoa.
I saw Kermit the Frog with the lightsaber. It said, come to the green side. This stuff has
been doesn't even make any sense.
Forever. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. Disney doesn't have to make sense.
I suppose.
They just need to sell shit and empty you out in the gift shop.
Yeah, looks like they did a good job on you.
Yeah. So, those are, like... from sodas and stuff, but actually the Boba Fett hat is kind of cool. I mean, you
that's
kind of
cool.
This
I like it.
And it's not dorky, like, you know, a Darth, you know, not like Rizzo the Rat as Yoda, you know?
Like the non-Muppet Muppets.
So I don't think Disney is going to do any more damage to Star Wars.
I think it's going to turn out great, quite honestly. I mean, I almost forget that Tron... was Disney because it was so amazing. I mean, when I think Disney, I think ripped off stories from, you know, years and years and years ago, like Cinderella, Snow White, the ones that people like to dissect.
No Avengers, no Marvel stuff. I've seen no Marvel stuff other than a monorail wrapped.
Huh.
Okay, but
you
I still
seen
think
any dancing
that
Iron
they
Man?
Do so good.
Cynic alert.
Iron Man with a tiara.
I think that if anybody could do... justice to the next series of Star Wars, I definitely want the money and the technology and the engineers that Disney has.
Build a theme park. Build a freaking theme park.
Think of how many Imagineers are super Star Wars nerds.
Yeah,
sure.
Do you really think they're going to let this movie go to crap?
No, we've had this conversation before. I don't want to have this again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we've all talked about this on the show.
Although, do we have Star Wars news since we're on this topic?
We do have Star Wars news. So, speaking of letting the next movie go to crap, the latest rumor is that we might see Luke Skywalker returning to run a Jedi school on Yavin 4.
Return to run a Jedi school?
Yeah.
Yes, a Jedi Academy on Yavin 4. which was like some Mayan ruins, coincidentally, that they used. Remember that at the end of when they used the pictures of Yavin?
Guatemala.
It was actually Guatemalan temples. But Starman and I were talking about this earlier, and then like we saw the same jokes in the story that we read, just about like it's gonna be like Van Wilder Star Wars or Animal House Star Wars, with a bunch of hilarious Jedi pranksters pulling stuff over on Dean Skywalker.
Yeah, Skywalker.
Yo, kids! Yeah. with his robot hand. You kids! Shaking his robot fist.
Qui-Gon, quickly.
Quickly. There's no time. Yeah, well, maybe Qui-Gon will show up. Boy, we can sure hope. Or, you know, maybe they said, hey, you know, that whole Harry Potter school academy thing worked. Maybe we go that route.
Oh, yeah. You mean kind of
get some kids.
And there's coincidentally a Harry Potter, what is it, a park at Disney?
Is it at Disney?
No, that's Universal.
Oh, it's Universal. Oh, I'm sorry. I get that.
How dare you?
Universal has all the cool shit.
It depends on what part of Universal, though, because when I went down there, a buddy of mine went down there to visit another friend of ours, and she was like, oh, yeah, I've got free passes, like, while I'm at work, if you guys want to go to Universal. We're like, oh, sweet. So we get free passes, we go to Universal, and it was, like, the family side, not the ride side. It was the, it was like...
Well, Universal,
what, like, restaurants and money stuff?
Yeah.
For the Fast Pass thing that they got set up, Universal charges extra money for it. Mm-hmm. Where with Disney parks, you know... You go up, you get your fast pass, and it says come back in X amount of hours, and there's a time.
Right.
But what I want to know is, so Christmas Day is the busiest day of the year, I believe, at Disney. And really? As packed as all the parks are out here, I mean, it's packed. It's assholes to elbows out here. All of the rides, 20 minutes. They have a little sign out there. Other than really epic shit like Aerosmith's roller coaster and... Yeah. There's a Toy Story thing. That shit's an hour.
What?
But, I mean, Space Mountain's like 20 minutes. And
why does Aerosmith
I went
have...
on a... The only
Aerosmith
time
has the first... Wait. Oh, Aerosmith made us the ride called Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster. And it is one of the first roller coasters at Disney with a loop. And it's kind of cool because it launches you. And Universal has this on the Incredible Hulk ride where you're at a dead stop and you accelerate to 60 miles an hour in about 2 seconds. And there's a couple of, and there's like a few long inversions and I think one or two loops. And for Disney, there's no ride that's that aggressive.
But what does Aerosmith have to do with Disney?
They're just, you know, always some sort of stars that did it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Somebody like who else does stuff at Disney, but you're like, they just put their name with it.
Yeah.
Or, there was, I don't know when this was from, but I just noticed that this is from the 10th, that Ewan McGregor, Sam Jackson, and possibly Jimmy Smits were up for more Star Wars too.
How are they going to do that?
Well, they're ghosts.
They're ghosts?
Yeah, well, you naturally. Said Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Smits. Not Jimmy Stewart.
No! I was like, Luke! No, that's
I didn't look out the window, kids. Like, those Christmas. Beautiful moons. Everybody, come to the moisture. Today. Yes. Just look at that. It's a beautiful. Oh, God bless us, everyone.
Yeah. The force bless us.
Damn it, I'll tell you, it was like 1,000 voices all cried out at once. Would you just look at it?
Of these,
the show would be far less amusing if Annika could hear.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Oh, would you look at that? It's the end of the world. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh. I said, the show would be far less amusing if Annika could hear. I was like, wait, you said Jimmy Stewart?
Oh, yeah, well, Jimmy Smits, I don't know why he would, nobody needs to see him.
I'm trying to think of who Jimmy Smits is.
He who was he in the Star Wars realm, or who is he just in general?
Is he a short British actor?
No, he's a...
No, he's kind of Mexican.
No, he was...
I didn't want to say the wrong one there.
He adopted Leia at the end. He was a senator.
He was, he was Senator Organa.
I'll take it.
Senator Organa.
He was Victor in L.A. Law.
He's tan. kind of brownish.
He's of a Southern American persuasion.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever Smits is. He's you know him if you saw him.
That sounds more German. Or
I actually think he's Latino.
Latino? Yeah.
He plays characters like Matt Santos and Victor Cifuentes.
He never plays a German.
His name is Dutch, though. That's the thing.
Never, yeah. He's not British. I mean, I guess I could see... Well, Obi-Wan would be silly to bring back since the last time we saw him, he was an old man ghost. Yeah. Unless we go back and change that, of course, and then he's a young ghost.
Well, no, but that'll screw up the purists because when they threw in... what's his name? His name I don't even care about remembering.
You think anybody cares about the purists?
Yeah, well, because they threw him in episode 6 instead of Sebastian Shaw.
Instead of old man Anakin.
Yeah, instead of old man Anakin, they had young Anakin. So it's like, oh, well, it's you're the ghost at the point in which you die.
Okay. Or not.
Or not. You know, then they changed the rules for when they added what's his name? I can't remember.
Hey, this is the same thing that I'm trying to trip on what they're going to do for the big Doctor Who thing. It's like, how do they go through all the doctors? Is it like the horizontal and the vertical on the TV fucking up? It's just like, oh wow, burned in images and the rest. Nah, I mean, I don't even know.
So yeah, so if they mess around and they put in Ewan McGregor into the movies, that'll just screw everything up.
It won't.
And
be
the director
show.
Is supposed to be announced in January.
Oh, a real one?
Yeah, a real one.
Not like the one that they said there was going to be.
Right.
And then the other one they said it was going to be. And then the other one they said it was going to be.
Right.
Yeah. That. Well, good.
Film school dropout. God, I can't say anything without sounding like Jimmy Stewart. Good God.
You graduated.
I think you should run around Disney all day tomorrow sounding like Jimmy Stewart.
Oh.
Like,
frantically screaming at things.
Oh, everybody. How long for a fast pass? I don't know what just happened right there.
That was weird.
Well, in other Lucas-y news, I guess, somebody at the University of Chicago received a package that was addressed to Henry Walton Jones Jr., also known as Indiana Jones, to you and me. And they weren't sure what the deal was because it seemed strange to get this. They thought maybe it was some viral thing, maybe something was going to happen. But it turns out that it came from eBay and it was lost mail. It says, this guy makes prop replicas of the journal from the movie from The Last Crusade, I guess it was, and ships them all over the world. His home is in Guam, and he recently sent out a journal to Italy, but it never arrived. He was informed via letter from USPS that he's been redirected to the University of Chicago. They fixed the zip code and sent it on its merry way. And because the stamps were fake on the package, because it was a prop, it's kind of amazing that it actually got anywhere at all. At least till the end of the world happens in 2 more days.
And then... I come home the day after the end of the world.
Yeah? Good luck. Well, it would have to be because no one's allowed to die at Disney parks. So
maybe I'll go on Small World or something, take a picture, I'll check in.
From the other side.
I want to do an apocalypse right. I don't even know where we left off.
It's the Google apocalypse.
Star Wars thing.
No, you know, nothing.
About the
nothing,
dinner pass at Disney.
Nothing disrupts the flow like Google Hangouts crashing every 10 seconds. Well, that's it. You guys got anything to talk about this week?
This is our Christmas show, technically.
It's our end of the world show.
Yes, it is. Yeah. What about gifts for the Robot Underpants fan in your family?
You can go to
Covered.
I don't know. Is there a Robot Underpants?
I actually have a white elephant gift I need to get up to a $40 value. So if the t-shirts are worth $40, I can take that to the Christmas party. I'm going to. Have your own Robot Underpants shirt.
I'll have to figure out what that actual page is, because I think you can buy underpants with the logo on it somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I want. They're sexy.
You can get sexy thongs.
No.
Thong.
No? Well, I'm just saying. These are options. Robot Underpants. All right. CafePress.com/robotunderpants42. and you can get yourself.
Wait, did somebody already have robot underpants?
I think I did, and I screwed it up. It's the same reason that I think robotunderpants42@gmail.com is our Gmail and not robotunderpants@gmail, because I think I don't remember the passwords and I can't get them back. Yeah, so you can, let's see what we got on there. I could put some new products up. Do you have any requests? You can get a wall peel. You can get t-shirts. You can get a glass. You can get a hat like this one right here. Only less dirty.
Could you get a shower curtain? I was actually looking to get a shower curtain, but mine doesn't have enough color. I was thinking maybe something with a life-size human.
You could get a shower
like
curtain with.
So I always feel like somebody's about to stab me while I'm staring at you. When you're taking...
You can get a life-size Langley shower curtain if you go to cafepress.com/shoplangley.
Wow.
So yeah, you can get a mug with robot underpants, you can get boxers, you can get a thong, you can get some women's boy briefs, and you can also get boxer briefs.
Yeah, the only bathroom in my house that can have a shower curtain is the one that the kids use. I'm not exactly
I don't want
you
that
up.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also that's a dark bathroom in a long hallway, so you have to like walk in long room first, and then
that could be the guest bathroom.
I don't like the way that sounds.
And also, that's my office bathroom, so then I have to like, you know, no.
I don't want that. I don't want that either. I don't like the idea of having a fake version of me seeing you or your children.
No, there's something very wrong about that.
Yeah, I don't like that. So there's some Christmas gifts for you. Go do that. I don't know if it might be too late, but maybe you can use your Christmas money that you get to go buy that stuff.
Yes, yeah. And I'm in the process of putting together kits because everybody asks me where to get robot kits. So I will have actual robot kits on my little store. It's not really going to be for profit. It's going to be pretty much breaking even on costs, but then people can order actual robots and they can put their underpants on them.
There you go.
It's a little robot walking around in your underpants.
Not creepy.
When I see you, we'll take a full-size picture of you. We can put you on a shower curtain for... We'll figure something out. Did we talk about the eagle snatching?
No, we didn't.
I just saw that video today.
I didn't know what
I saw it a few days, like whenever it first hit the internet. That's scary.
It's also fake.
Really weird.
Yes, it was all CGI.
I didn't see the video, but I didn't see the actual video, but I read the story. And the story was pretty, I mean, the story made it sound like it was an actual.
The what fake you didn't story? See was an old lady that was hitting the eagle with her purse, making an airbag in a nearby Mercedes go off.
What?
What?
I'm just making weird ass memes.
Maybe I didn't read the whole story either. I don't know that one. Yeah, so there's a video floating around of this golden eagle swooping down and nearly snatching a child. But turns out it was not real. But it's believable because then everybody was like, oh, you got to go watch these videos of golden eagles grabbing goats and dropping them off of cliffs. So there's, you know, you go find that. And the soundtrack there's a long, like, 8-minute video. And the soundtrack is pretty amazing for that video. You should probably watch it just for the soundtrack. It's all super dramatic.
Wow.
And some guy speaking Spanish over the whole thing. But, like, you know, these birds are grabbing goats off of the cliff and, like, just flying away with them. It's crazy.
Goat. Goat.
Wow.
Goat.
Yeah.
Goat. Goat.
I was not prepared.
He's like, I'm not queuing that up because it'll crash my internet again.
It'll break everything.
NRA is going after video games next.
I think they're just trying to...